We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yom Hilchos Shabbos and Mishnah Chaf Sif Yud Tes says the Mechaber Litein Charkom Vatavshil Mutter Vein Lachosh Lo Mishum Tzovea Dein Tzvia Beochlin. One is allowed to place an item into a food in order to color it because there is no iser of tzvia when it comes to food. There is no iser of coloring when it comes to food. The poskim explain the reason for this is that since it is not something that is normally colored, it is a shinoi, it is something which is not normally colored, and you don't really want the color for the color's sake. Rather, when it comes to food, you're just fixing the food, making the food better to eat. That does not fall into the category of tzoveh for these two reasons, and therefore one is allowed to color the food, the Mishnah Berurah says, and therefore it is permissible to pour red wine into white wine, even though you are coloring the wine red. And the Mishnah Berurah adds, even if your kavana is in order to make it look nicer, you want it to be red so that people will drink it, or some point out maybe there is a mila, as we saw earlier, to drinking red wine over white wine, and therefore there is halachic benefit, a halachic toelus of having this color, it is still permissible because ein tzvia be'ochlin. The Mishnah Berurah does quote the Nishmas Adam, who says that one should avoid this. However, if one looks in the Nishmas Adam, they will see that the Nishmas Adam only says this about those who sell wine, that since they want the color in order to sell it, that's why it will be prohibited. But if you just want the color because you want the drink to look nicer for you to drink it, it is a tikkun in the ochel, it is a benefit for the food itself, not for selling it, then that would be permissible. Therefore, when it comes to making tea, if you are making tea in a permissible fashion, as we discussed earlier, one does not need to be concerned about coloring the hot water a different color because of the tea bag, as ein tzvia be'ochlin. So one would not need to put the tea bag in or the water in first. It wouldn't matter. From this in Karel, it says, therefore, if kids aren't eating a certain food, but they'll eat it if you make it colorful, so if you're making it for the kids to eat it, that would also be permissible. The Or HaShabbos suggests that food coloring would be prohibited, since food coloring is something which is normally used by umnin, by people who are selling items in order to make it look nicer. Since that's what food coloring is normally used for, he thinks that food coloring would be prohibited even for someone in their home. Even though we have said that ein tzvia be'ochlin, that is only according to the Urayim. The Sharatzion earlier we saw quoted another Rishon who disagrees and thinks that tzvia does apply to ochlin, and therefore even though min hadin all of this is permissible, l'chatchila one should try to be machmir if they can, such as with the tea bag, make sure to put the tea bag in first and then pour the water in, or when it comes to mixing red wine and white wine, pour the white wine into the red wine instead of the red wine into the white wine. However, min hadin, it is okay. Sivchaf, yesh mi she'omer she'ochel tusim o shar peros ha'tzovim, tzarech lizahar shelo yiga biyadav tzulos bevigadav o bemahva mishum tzoveya. There is an opinion which states that if one is eating strawberries or any other type of fruit which has a juice that will color things, they need to be careful not to touch their hands to the juice and then touch their hands to their clothes, as it could color their clothing, which would be prohibited mishum tzoveya, as you can't color any materials on Shabbos. Avlim tzoveya pito b'mashka haperos leis lamba dein tzvia b'ochlin. However, if you make the bread a different color, that is permissible. As we said, there is no prohibition of tzoveya when it comes to food. However, one, we need to be careful when they wipe their hands on a napkin or on their clothes, if they're dirty, that could be aser mishum tzoveya. The Mishnah Berurah says that this only refers to the poskim hold that psikreshul delo nichale is aser, because if it was mutter, then this would be a case of psikreshul delo nichale, as you don't really want this stuff to become discolored. However, the Mishnah Berurah quotes that there are some who are megal, since this is derech lichluch, it is the process of getting it dirty, it is a kilkel, therefore it is permissible, and if it is impossible to be careful, says the Mishnah Berurah, one can be makil. As well, one does not need to be careful regarding their hands and face, as the Isser Tzvia only applies to those things which are normally colored. However, our faces and our hands are not normally colored. There are some who suggest that women should be careful when it comes to their lips, since they do color their lips. However, most say that one does not need to be concerned for this. You would also be allowed to put a bandage on a cut which is bleeding, since this would fall into this same category of derech lichluch. Even though l'chatchila, it is best not to do so if there's a cut and you need to wipe it up with a bandage of some sort, so then that will be permissible. As we saw, one could rely on those poskim who say derech lichluch, this is going to be permissible. That is Siman Shin Chaf. We now begin Siman Shin Chaf Aleph. Dine Tolish B'Shabbos V'din Tochein V'din Tikune Meichel O Ma'abed V'lash. Sif Aleph. Chavili, Peya, Ezo, V'Koranish. Different types of grass, which are in bundles. Hichnisan L'Eitzim E'mistav Kimehen. If they were brought in for wood purposes, then that is not allowed to be used. Hichnisan L'Machel Behema. If they were brought in order to be eaten by animals, which is like eaten by people. Kotein V'Ochel B'Yad Avolo B'Kli. Umola barashe et ba'osav. You can pick at them, separate them in order to eat them, and you can rub them with your fingers, as we saw. That as always could be a derech shinui. You can't use a kli, says the Mishnah Berurah, because that would be doing things like you do during the week, which would be aser mishum of the dechol. And obviously, this is the difference that we saw earlier, that if something is brought in for eitzim purposes to dry out, then that is muksa. You are maksa daito minayhu. You are not going to use them, so it's muksa. But if it is brought in for your animals, so it is a little bit ro'ui, so therefore it is not going to be muksa, and you could use them on Shabbos. Sif beis ein osin me melach harbe biyachad laseis asocha kvashim mishum de dami le'ibud. You cannot make a lot of salt water in order to put them in something to pickle them, because that is similar to the malacha of ibud, of salting animal skins. But you can make a little bit of salt water in order to put it into a food that you're going to eat. If you made salt water where the salt is 2/3 and the water is 1/3, that is prohibited, that is too similar to ibud. This would apply to salting vegetables as well. Any vegetable which is normally pickled, one would not allow to place a lot of salt onto it, such as cucumbers or something like that, which is generally pickled. You would not be allowed to do that on Shabbos because it looks similar to the malacha of ibud. It's only true if you do a lot of cucumbers. However, one cucumber at a time is not going to be similar to ibud, because everyone knows that you do lots at a time when it comes to ibud.